Hello and welcome to Acts of Volition Radio, session number 28. I'm Stephen Garrity. Now I'm going to start this session off with a few short and simple pop songs, and later on I'm going to get into some stuff that requires a bit of an attention span. The first track comes from Joel Plaskett and his band, the Joel Plaskett Emergency. They have a new album coming out in about a week from now, so maybe by the time you've heard this it's out. The new album's called Ashtray Rock. I've got it pre-ordered from Maple Music. I'm looking forward to it. I've played a bunch of his stuff before. I've seen him live a bunch of times, and I always enjoy it. And I'm really looking forward to this album. So I'm going to play the first single off the track, which has been playing a bit on CBC Radio and a few other, you know, just sort of mainstream rock radio stations. Now, I've done a bit of reading online, and apparently the song's called Snowed In. And Joel Plaskett used to be in a band called Thrush Hermit. And I get the impression that this song might have been a Thrush Hermit song, but I don't think it was ever recorded. It might have been something they played live. I'm not completely certain of that, so if people know, post a comment on the weblog and let me know. Now, this record also has an interesting sound for Joel Plaskett. I think it was produced by Gordy Johnson from Big Sugar. He's been working with him, at least. Particularly the drums and just the basic melody on this song reminded me a bit of the more recent Tragically Hip stuff, like the singles off the most recent record. But I'll let you hear it and judge for yourself. This is Snowed In by Joel Plaskett. That's Joel Plaskett, the Joel Plaskett Emergency with Snowed In. Oh, I really like the guitar sound on that. It's more bluesy than you're used to with Plaskett. I'm hopefully going to go see him playing here at UPEI in Charlottetown later this month. He's doing a stop here before the rest of his Canadian tour. So on with the short and simple pop songs. A favorite of mine, the Fountains of Wayne, have a new record out. The new record is called Traffic and Weather. And it's a solid record, but it falls into a bit of a trap, I think, that they've sort of teetered on in the past of the songs being a little too gimmicky, like there's just a little too much sarcasm to it all. Now, there are some really, really great songs on it. The single is called Someone to Love. It's just a really great rock song, or kind of along the lines of Mexican Wine off their previous album. But I think that the standout track on the album is a song called Fire in the Canyon, and it's just sort of a simple acoustic traveling song. And a friend of mine criticized this album and this song in particular for the production values just being overdone, you know, too produced, which I can understand, but I kind of like how they do that. They just make these perfect pop gem songs. And this song, you'll definitely hear the production values on it. It's very produced, I guess is the way to say it. But I like that. I think the harmonies in the song are beautiful. And I hum this song ever since I've heard it. I've been humming it as I walk to work. And I think that's a pretty good review. So this is Fire in the Canyon from Traffic and Weather by Fountains of Wayne.
There's fire in the canyon, rain on the plain, and an eerie kind of sadness on the highway today. Was it driving together that drove us apart? Or do we change direction, chasing arrows and hearts? We've been wandering alone such a long time. Lose our way as we go town to town. Leave us to be born into a path straight and narrow. On every crooked road we travel down. I'm checking out the road signs, highway hotels, and their air-conditioned cable ready cold padded cells. And we read them like stories in trash magazines, but we ain't really sure what it means. We've been wandering alone such a long time. Lose our ways, we go town to town. Leave us to be born into a path straight and narrow. On every crooked road we travel down. I'll ride this motorway for 1,000 miles a day, till the road runs out of blacktop, or I will this world away. Each town is steeped in rain, and I know each one by name, cause this road is wrapped around me, and I wear it like a chain. Town to town. Leave us to be born into a path straight and narrow. On every crooked road we travel down. Leave us to be born into a path straight and narrow. On every crooked road we travel down.
I'm a sucker for those oohs and ahs. I love that harmony. It's the Fountains of Wayne with Fire in the Canyon from their album Traffic and Weather. And that's, I think it was just out recently or is just about to come out. Another short, beautiful pop song. This is from Wincing the Night Away, the latest album by The Shins. I don't think I've played any of The Shins before, but I did play a cover that Sarah Harmer and the Weaker Thens did of one of their songs. It was a live CBC thing. Well, the new album, or their most recent album, Wincing the Night Away, is a great one. I think the first single off the album is called Phantom Limb. There's a cool fan-made video to go along with the song that you can find at Current TV. That's the Al Gore's new media project thing. Anyway, Phantom Limb is a great track on the album, but the song I'm going to play for you today is the opening track. It's called Sleeping Lessons. And I was hooked by it in the first few seconds because it has this haunting keyboard that you're going to hear in a second. And it just builds beautifully on top of that. And like most of the Shins stuff, it's just a beautiful, simple pop song. Here it is. This is the Shins with Sleeping Lessons.
Go without. Till the need seeps in. You're low anymore. Collect your novel petals for the stem and glow, glow, melt and flow. You eviscerate your fragile frame.
Sleeping Lessons by The Shins. Now, as I've stated before a few times, I have a tendency to catch on to trends or find out about great popular bands about 3 years after they're popular, or 10 years in the case of Pearl Jam. Along these lines, I've discovered a few years late the Arcade Fire. Now, the first album, you know, it was very popular and lots of people have heard it, and it's a good album, but they have their most recent album, the new album Neon Bible, which has already become a huge success, is a friend of mine at the office, one of my coworkers, whose musical opinion I quite respect, has boldly declared this the album of the decade. And I think there's potential there. This is a standout album, and it's timeless, and I think it's going to be one that we look back on. The band played on Saturday Night Live, I don't know if it was last month, recently, and they played two tracks. They played Intervention and Keep the Car Running. And the performances are remarkable. It's a great way to get introduced to the band, because they sound great, and they're just intense. And I'm going to play one of those tracks, actually. And I chose this one out of several on the album that I really enjoyed, because it showcased so powerfully, as you'll hear in a moment, the use of the enormous pipe organ. And I'm told that this was actually a real, and you can hear it, I mean, a real enormous acoustic pipe organ, not some simulated keyboard effect. And it pays off for them, and they build on top of it beautifully. The song is Intervention, and this is from their remarkable album, Neon Bible, The Arcade Fire.
Say they're cutting off the throne, but tell them you're not home. No place to hide, you were fighting as a soldier on their side. You're still a soldier in your mind, still nothing's on the line. You say it's money that we need, as if we're only mouths to feed. I know no matter what you say, there's some debts you'll never pay. Working for the church while your family dies. You take what they give you and you keep it inside. Every spark of friendship and love will die without a home. Hear the soldier groan, go at it alone. I can taste the fear, lift me up and take me out of here. Don't wanna fight, don't wanna die, just wanna hear you cry. Who's gonna throw the very first stone? Oh, who's gonna reset the bone? Walking with your head in a sling, wanna hear the soldiers sing. Working for the church while my family dies.
Been working for the church while your life falls apart. Oh.
Oh, when I shared with some of my coworkers what I thought was the bold and intuitive insight that the lead singer there from the Arcade Fire reminds me a lot of early Bruce Springsteen, it was pointed out to me that I'm not the first person to make that observation, and it wasn't an original thought at all, which confirms it at least. It's a great album. I'd recommend getting it and listening to the entire thing through. It stands up to that. Now, those are your digestible 2 to 5 minute pop songs for this session. The final two tracks I'm going to play for you, like I said before, they require a bit of an attention span. The first is by Matthew Sweet. I played his song Sick of Myself, that great guitar riff, in one of my earlier shows. This is from it's a few albums later. I was surprised when I looked up the date. This is from 1999. The album's called In Reverse. And this is the closing track. The song's called Thunderstorm. And it's quite a remarkable album for Matthew Sweet. It's often compared to Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys kind of sound, and it has in its recording and production quality a bit of that Phil Spector wall of sound thing going, and to quite good effect. This song, Thunderstorm, it's over 8 minutes long, but it really is more like 3 or 4 or even 5 short songs weaved together and done beautifully. This is something that Sloan did on their album Navy Blues, also to good effect, where the songs are almost spliced together. And my favorite is, and it's quite distinct, it's the second sort of movement in this long piece, the simple acoustic and vocal melody and harmony that goes over top of it. I think it'll stand out to you as well. So this is it, Thunderstorm by Matthew Sweet.
Yes. sign I fell.
If it's a sign and I can't tell.
Looking at nature through a hole in the clouds. As you take a final bow, the earth creates a dark and stormy now. But you must answer if it calls.
Under the sky.
Looking at nature through a hole in the clouds.
Yes, I can explain. Anyone's pain isn't mine to know. Yes, I feel it too. No, I'm not you. Is that the way you feel?
Matthew Sweet with Thunderstorm. As I record this, I'm looking at the audio tracks here in some recording software, and for each song I can see, I don't know what it's called, it's like a spectrum of the levels throughout the song, and there's an interesting visual side effect that you can see the different parts of a song, and that one in particular, as I mentioned, is sort of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 distinct pieces here, and you can, they're very visually distinct in terms of the levels as well. So you get a similar effect, and that's the Shin song, because it builds in 3 distinct movements and just gets bigger and bigger as the song goes on. It's kind of interesting to see that and then listen to it and hear it so powerfully as well. You made it through an 8-minute song by Matthew Sweet, and you're still here. So that says something to your attention span. I have one final song for you today, and I chose it as the final because it's even longer. It's about 9 minutes long, and you can just leave if you want to. So listen to as much of it as you like, and if you're not one for long instrumental music, you can move on. I won't be offended. As I mentioned, instrumental. This band's from Texas. They're called Explosions in the Sky. Mildly ashamed to admit that I come to them through the movie and TV series Friday Night Lights. It's like 90210, but with football and set in Texas. A good show, actually. The music is used very prominently in the show, and it's appropriate for a TV soundtrack because it's there are no lyrics, so you can suit it to any situation. And it's moody, and it's powerful, and it just works well. But it really, really, I have it strongly associated with the visuals of that show. They've done a really good job in that respect. I'm going to play a song called Your Hand in Mine. That's it. Session 28. Thank you for listening. This is Explosions in the Sky.